97.3 FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
Time to go to church, folks. The spirit's gonna move and the music's gonna groove.
So whether you're joining us as a night owl or an early bird, we've got the perfect show to get you through these early hours and get you excited for the weekend. My name's Gabby Warner and I'll be joining you from midnight to 2 a.m.
And I'm Gabby Montero and I'll be joining Gabby for our first time on air. And the only thing better than one Gabriella
We step out of our solar system into the universe, seeking only peace and friendship, to teach if we are called upon, to be taught if we are fortunate.
Say, no one can take that away. shed and trust repaired for eyes that smile. For forgiveness and extra miles. I'm grateful, grateful. Nothing can take that away. Nothing that they say is said. Take that away.
You might have noticed we're first timers, so let's have another go at that intro. It's hit midnight, which means it's officially Friday. So whether you're joining us as a night owl or an early bird, we've got the perfect show to get you through these early hours and get you excited for the weekend. My name's Gabby Warner, and I'll be joining you from midnight to 2 a.m.
And I'm Gabby Montero, and I'll be joining Gabby for our first time on air, and the only thing better than one Gabriella is two. So we've teamed up to bring you some of the best tracks in Sydney. As always, you're listening to 2SER 107.3.
2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Drifting. to mind to evade depression. When singing wistfulness on autumn's breath, the death is saddening romantic. It's a stillness I need, a heart I need to reach, a channeling of supple, pulling into deep while nipple hardens, skin prickles and releases. Touch becomes foreign, heat becomes the weakness. Chasing seasons in my death for a glimpse of you, waiting to catch you on the wind and still funnel deep to grip the thought and challenge, tight hold, cold summoning, forever defeated.
Hashtag. Well, Tuesday marked the start of Ramadan, but for those of us who aren't in touch with Muslim culture, we probably don't really know what it is. The festival encompasses a month of fasting during daylight hours, which is an act of worship designed to strengthen spiritual health and self-discipline. A heavy emphasis is also put on reciting from the Quran, as it's said its early verses were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad during this time. Ramadan is the Arabic name for the ninth month in the Islamic calendar and recognised as the holiest month. Up now, we've got Show of Shame by Femi Kuti, followed by Lady by Alex Eisenberg.
Show of shame, show of shame, show of shame.
Listening to 2SER 107.3. FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
I look at my window. Nothing of child, and we're all
You're listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
That was Make Hay by Sarah Mary Chadwick. You're listening to 2SER 107.3, and this month we're asking you to support your local independent radio community station. If it's been a few years, why not rejoin? And passionate listeners will be happy to know we still have some limited edition t-shirts available. Just head to 2SER.com and subscribe. You'll also help keep us on air, and you'll also go into the draw for two Audio Technica turntables. Up next is Over by Salt.
Walking around at night, fighting my appetite. Every kid in cutoffs could be you. Remember when we used to meet at the bottom of Mobile Street, do what the broken people do. Are you still taking notes? The Holy Ghost could get inside you. You do whatever you put your mind to. Will you read me what you wrote when we were locked outside the building, over-encouraged only children? Cold coffee on the fire escape, we bet it all on a demo tape, but we still had something left to steal. Remember when we took too much to get a little of the human touch, hand to mouth and reel to reel? Are you still taking notes? Hydrocodone in your backpack, maybe these words will hold the beast back. And will you read me what you wrote, the one I said you stole from Dylan, over-encouraged only children? Thank you.
heaven's wasted on the dead. That's what your mama said. And the hearse was idling in the parking lot. She said you thought the world of me, and you were glad to see they finally let me be an astronaut.
Put the beer down, just talk to me. 2SER 107.3 FM DAB on demand, live stream and app.
Well, we've got an excellent story for you early this morning. Australia is a pretty diverse mob. In fact, one in four of us was born overseas, and almost 20% of us speak another language at home. It's World Heritage Day today, and I've got a great story from Willie Russo's Tuesday Brekkie broadcast to share with you.
So 2021 marks the 200th anniversary of Greek independence, and the Inner West Council is looking to highlight this at their upcoming Heritage Festival. If you haven't visited Little Greece in Marrickville, then here's your opportunity to jump into one of the city's most culturally vibrant areas. Today I'm speaking with Amy Zarr, the Community History and Heritage Coordinator for the Inner West Council, to learn what's in store. Amy, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you. So this, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, great to be speaking with you. So this year's Heritage Festival is focusing on the Greek community. When did they arrive in the Inner West, and what's their story?
The Greek community came to the Inner West in kind of waves. And so there was an earlier wave, like in the 1920s, but the main was the 1950s migration wave. And a lot of the Greeks were drawn to Marrickville. And like as well, you had the Italians migrating to Leichhardt. So the Inner West is full of very rich migrant culture.
I love it. And how are we celebrating the Greek community at the festival this year?
Yeah, so we have this brilliant exhibition called Marrickville Icons by the photographer Emmanuel Angelikis. And the person who's curated it is the former celebrated curator Alan Davies from the State Library, is responsible for acquisitioning the Max Dupain collection. So we have two very talented people, both in collections and photography. Emmanuel has lived in Marrickville for 5 decades and photographed the community for 4. And a lot of these photos capture the social history of the Greeks in Marrickville. And some of the photos haven't been seen. And the curator from State Library thinks they're fantastic. And there's going to be an artist talk as well, where they dive more deeply into discussion about the in the 60s, 70s and 80s in Marrickville.
Oh, amazing. Okay. And so the Inner West is obviously home to an array of different cultures. How's the council honouring them as well?
Yes, so we also, we do try to make a very inclusive program. Of course, it's hard to cover everything, but we do have a Dr. Michael Williams discussing the Chinese-Australian history of Chinese objects and that's going to be held at Ashfield Library on the 4th of May. We also have a lot of heritage consultants on council, and we have lots of heritage societies. We also have guest speaker Dr. Noni Boyd discussing the factory area in Marrickville, so industrial heritage.
Yep.
So where the factory theatre is, that whole precinct, she's done a very deep dive back to original land grant. Those kind of talks are very interesting for people who want to know the very early history of the buildings. And Heritage Festival is very much focused around buildings and place and a little bit of social history. So that one's a very interesting talk for architects and heritage consultants.
Yeah, right. So when is this all kicking off, and how can we book our spots for these various events?
Yeah, so it all kicks off 18th of April and runs till May 19th. Just put into your search engine, Heritage Festival 2021 Inner West. You'll find a full program of 15 events. And you just simply click on the event and register, and we'd love to see you there and engaging with the heritage of the Inner West.
Yeah.
And there is just one other event that's very good, which is Cook's River. It's an exhibition held at Trinity Grammar Gallery, Delmar, and it's a real celebration of Cook's River. So, you know, if you love Cook's River, or if you don't know enough about it, or you'd like to go down and explore more, that exhibition is really brilliant, combining art and history and social history.
Amy, it sounds like there's a really fantastic array of events that people can get along to. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful. My pleasure. Thanks.
Well, you won't want to miss out on those awesome opportunities. Head on over to 2scr.com to find out all your booking details. Up next, we've got music from Chicano Batman and Monophonics.
Dancing in the morning, I feel much better now that you are here. You are the wind that moves the ocean, the sand beneath my feet that keeps you near. Bella, 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 Bella. Sun is almost rising.